Phoneboy Speaks, episode 211. It's not like being there. Mr. Fresh, who puts out an audio podcast using app.net tools, he put out something talking about how we don't write letters anymore. You know, I mean, not talking about email, but talking about physical letters where you take pen to paper and you write a letter, you put it in an envelope and you send it to somebody. And that's how you used to communicate with people. And, you know, now, of course, you don't do that. There's text on your phone, there's email, there's Skype, there's IM, there's God knows what else. And I'll be honest, I don't remember writing that many letters just because I don't know, I didn't have that many people I wanted to write a letter to. So, and honestly, I got into computers very early, and so some of the people that I wanted to communicate were, of course, using that. So, I mean, and I have some letters that people have written me, and I may have written a few things over the years, but yeah, certainly any time in the last 20 years or so, I can probably count the number of letters on one hand I've written. And, of course, there's a couple of things. Number one, the people who I'd want to write a letter to, most of them, I don't know their address. And second of all, I don't think you could read my handwriting if I wrote a letter anyway. So, but that said, I think there's something about the concept of writing a letter or just communicating in general, right? So it's very easy to communicate with people now. I mean, there's so many ways to do it, and it's almost instantaneous, and you can get almost an instant response back. On the other hand, a lot of what goes into communication gets stripped away, right? So all you get is the text. You don't get the person's look. You don't get their tone of voice. You don't get a lot of the things that, you know, a lot of the things that don't go into text or really can't easily go into text, you know, the nuance and so forth. It's different, and it's even all the different ways to communicate. And there's definitely, I say that you can even do video and you can and all that stuff, but I can tell you there's something about being there. And I know I've said this before, that all of the different ways that we can communicate are inferior in a lot of ways to actually being there. And I know we can't be there all the time. And so there's something to be said for the kinds of communication we have now, but I don't think we should ever forget that humans are social animals, and the way that humans have communicated for thousands of years, or as long as there's been humans around, is in person, face to face. And there's so much communication going on when you're face to face with somebody, or maybe there isn't. I mean, that might be a different problem, but even when you're not saying words, you're communicating. And in a text environment, there is, you know, when you're typing things on a computer or a mobile phone or something, a lot of that context is gone. So there, and even with, you know, and even using pad and paper, right? I mean, there is something about the way that you write the letter, on what paper you write it on. A lot of that says something too. It doesn't say as much as a face-to-face communication, but at least there's some, you can read the handwriting, you can read things in between the lines, so to speak. And it's hard to do that with just raw text on a computer. And I don't think we're ever going to get to a point where a computer is going to fully replace face-to-face communications. And you know, this is from somebody who loves this stuff. There's something to be said about face-to-face, and I don't think anything is ever going to fully replace it. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.